Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised. This show may contain coarse language and mature themes. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Cascadia.
This was all part of our plan. You know this, Maria.
Yeah.
You have nothing to worry about. After all this is over, we can finally be together. To live the life we've wanted for so long. No more sneaking around. Remember, we did this for us.
Yeah.
Hello? Captain Log 0600. I have woken up in some strange place. I have no idea where I am. I am looking at what appears to be some sort of extraterrestrial being. This can't be fucking real. It is trying to give me something. Some sort of device.
Hello. Thank you for using Translator XMI. My name is Ozo. I am from the planet Noctania. We discovered a rare species called an Aetholi deep in our oceans.
An Aetholi?
Correct. We don't know where they came from or how they formed, but the last Aetholi remaining was pregnant. We had to evacuate it from our planet immediately.
So how did you end up here on Earth?
Our captain made the impulsive decision to venture off course toward Earth. It was a good idea in theory. However, the entire crew was against it and thought it was too dangerous. The captain should have listened. As we neared Earth, then, the female Aetholi started to awaken, but she became violent and broke through the containment chamber, causing the transport to crash into your ocean. When those young Aetholi outgrow that cave, it'll be impossible to catch them all. We are in serious trouble. We need to get back to yourself, so you can navigate us back to the cave.
What better way to get rid of anybody than to make them the captain of one of the riskiest dives to the deepest parts of the ocean? Nobody would suspect any foul play, and if they did, the evidence is lost underwater forever. The plan is brilliant. Except, Badger got sloppy, because I just figured it all out.
Collect all the evidence you have on a separate hard drive. When we get back ashore, we will go straight to the FBI and charge this motherfucker for attempted murder.
Fucking Badger. Fucking Badger!
How long has this been going on? He's been my mentor for the past 10 years. I trusted that guy with my fucking life and... Wait, there's something glowing heading towards the sun.
It's Declan! Holy shit, it's fucking Declan!
911 Podcast Productions presents Cascadia. Created by Adam Murciano. Directed by Antonio Cordero.
That's fucking gross. Have you guys seen someone eat like that before? That's messed up.
Sorry. I can't remember the last time I ate.
Yeah, you gotta slow down, buddy. You just survived a sea monster attack. I'd hate for a sandwich to be what takes you out now.
Wait. So we're really taking Conrad's word on all this?
Well, he sent us a copy of the sub's architect documents. It explains that we weren't even supposed to make it this far.
Declan, Badger lied about everything. The probes, the sub being able to handle pressure depth. He played you. He played all of us.
I'm sorry, I don't buy it. Why the fuck would he risk that? Looking like a moron to the public? The entire Institute's reputation being shattered? What would he benefit from it? It's just comical at this point.
Who's gonna tell him?
What? Tell me what?
Okay. Declan. Maria and Badger, they're having an affair. That is what Badger would benefit from all of this. He sent us down here to get rid of you. We were just a byproduct of his plan.
No. Badger is like family to me. Let's get that straight here, okay? He's known me for years. He would not do this to me.
I know. It seems absolutely ridiculous, but... Holden, tell him.
Declan, I didn't believe it either, but... there's a recording.
No, it's not true. It's not fucking true.
I'm sorry, man. It's true.
I'm sorry, Declan. Declan, look at me. Okay? We can't let him win. We're in this together. There's still time to make it to the surface. We got your back, Captain.
We can't go just yet. Earth is in serious trouble.
What do you mean?
That creature that attacked us. It's called an Aethelai. It's actually not from Earth. It's from an alien planet called Noctania. They are extremely dangerous and are capable of releasing a shit ton of toxins. Aaliyah, remember those tentacles that attacked you in the cave? Those are its babies. They'll eventually grow to be the size of the one that attacked us. Once it matures to full size, they will pollute our entire oceans, ruining all of our ecosystems. Eventually killing all of humanity within a year span.
How did you come up with all of that?
I know this sounds nuts. I do. But after the attack, I woke up in some cargo van. I thought I was hallucinating, but I was right in front of some strange being called Ozzo.
Declan, you need
some rest. I'm telling the truth. It was traveling with his crew, transporting the Aethelai to our planet, and it crashed, and...
Yeah, I think he ate some kind of deep-sea mushrooms or something. We need to take him to
Declan,
the...
Okay, Declan, let's get you some rest.
I'm going to start setting this up.
Aaliyah, don't.
Aaliyah, go.
No, guys,
Declan,
stop!
Aaliyah. Declan, get back here! Holden, get him!
Declan, Holden, let go
relax.
Of me!
Aaliyah, go!
Holden!
Breathe, Declan.
I can prove it! Check my front pocket now!
What is this?
It's a translator. It's what I use to communicate with the alien. Look at it. The writing on it, it's something you've never seen before. This is real. If it wasn't, explain how I'm alive right now. Explain how I got this translator thing. Explain that glowing figure that was walking with me when you both saw it.
Let him go, Holden. Aaliyah! Can't believe I'm saying this. Hold off on ascending.
Believe me now? We need to head back to the first checkpoint where the cave is so that we can exterminate the baby Aethelai before they grow and it's too late.
What's going on?
Declan just might be telling the truth. The translator's vibrating?
Give me that. Hello? Ozzo? Come in. Okay, copy. It's here.
What's here?
Ozzo. The ET that saved me. He went back to his starship to get more translators and things to destroy the Aethelai.
Hold on. You want to let another alien onto the ship?
He's on our team. Just
Declan,
stay cool.
What happened
Just
last
stay
time?
Stay cool.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Guys, meet Ozzo. Ozzo, meet the crew. Holden, Iris, and Aaliyah.
Hi.
It's
translating to hi. Yep. You got everything, Ozzo? Here. He brought you guys translators. Put these on. It's the only way we can communicate with him.
Okay,
now, Ozzo, say something.
I like your eye color, Holden. Green.
What? You guys hear that? You said it like my eye color.
Okay, now say something back, Holden.
Okay. Thank you, Ozzo. Did it work?
It is pronounced Ozzo, but I won't hold your flawed human tongue responsible for the butchering of my beautiful language.
Okay, I think we got a smartass on our hands.
Declan, do I need to remind you, we do not have much time.
Right. You guys get to know each other. I'll bring this up to the cave. Checkpoint 1 is 120 nautical miles away. Setting the heading to 30 degrees.
Surface to crew. We're detecting your movement toward the northwest. Is there a reason for this? Surface to crew. Do you read? Badger, Maria, just in time. Looks like the crew's heading northwest, back towards the first checkpoint.
First checkpoint? Why the fuck would they do that?
I'm not sure, sir. I'm calling down to inquire now.
I'll take over. Sweetheart, why don't you wait in the car? I'm not gonna be too long.
Okay, hurry up, babe.
Babe?
I am starving.
That son of a bitch.
Surface to crew. It's Badger. Do you read me?
Leah! Control room now!
Surface to crew! Surface to
what's up?
Crew!
Badger and Conrad can see that we're heading towards the cave. They're questioning why we're heading in that direction.
So just tell them.
No.
What the hell is going
on? We cannot
on?
Let Badger know that I'm alive. It'll fuck up our whole plan.
Surface to crew!
Tell them that you've detected my radioactivity near the cave. That's why you're going back to search for me as a last-ditch effort.
What the goddamn hell is happening here?
They won't stop you. They can't.
Surface to crew.
It'll look bad on Maria if she doesn't want her husband's remains.
Surface to crew.
Like you said, Badger played us. So let's play that fucker right back.
You know, I'm really losing my patience with these goddamn clowns. Surface to crew.
Yes, hello. We copy, sir.
Aaliyah, I thought we agreed on constant contact. This is not fucking constant contact.
I'm sorry, sir.
We also agreed that you would ascend after this last search. Now, Conrad tells me you're heading back to the first checkpoint. Would you mind telling me what the fuck is going on, Aaliyah?
We may have found Declan.
Who in the what now?
Remains.
Is he alive?
I found my remains.
Remains, sir. Yeah. Declan's remains.
Oh. Boy, great, that's good. Yeah, how?
We focused power to extend our radio's range when we arrived here, mm-hmm. and miraculously picked up Declan's suit intercom. Radar shows he may be near the first checkpoint, so that's why we're heading in that direction.
Perfect.
Copy. Retrieve his remains and then head back to the surface so we can finally end this shit show. No more disconnects.
Of course, sir. Over.
Hey, good job. Thank you.
He scares the shit out of me.
Don't let him.
Surface to crew. It's Conrad.
Yes, Conrad.
Private channel. Now.
What? Why does he want us on the private channel?
Not sure. On private channel, Conrad.
What is going on?
What do you mean?
Badger just walked out. I'm alone. There's no way you picked up a radio frequency from a dead suit. What's really going on?
Nothing. I swear, we're just...
Why are you going back to the first checkpoint?
Conrad. It's me, Declan.
Declan, what? How are you alive? I mean, your suit ran out of oxygen.
Shh. It's a long story, Conrad. We have some unfinished business at the cave, and it won't take long. Please, just play along with whatever we say to Badger, and don't tell anyone I'm alive, copy?
Declan, I need to report that you're alive.
I know about everything. The sub, Maria and Badger, the plot to have us dead, I know about it all. In order to survive all of this, we must have the upper hand. If Badger finds out I'm alive, who knows what he's capable of doing to stop us from getting back to shore.
But why are you going back to the first checkpoint? You guys need to ascend. The sub doesn't have much time.
I will explain later, I promise. The sub is holding up for now, but just please, please, follow our lead. I'm begging you, Conrad.
Fine. Copy, Captain. It's good to hear your voice.
You too, Conrad. Okay. The sub's on track to arrive at the cave in about 6 hours. Azo, what's the plan?
The plan is simple, yet dangerous. In this bag, I have brought the necessary provisions to complete our objective. Once we arrive at the cave, we must place these two explosives inside its walls. They will collapse the cave, trapping its young inside.
How do we get to the Mother Aethelei?
Like any other species, Mother Aethelei frequently return to their nest to feed their young. She will be near the cave and sends her babies in distress when the cave collapses. When she sees the cave has disintegrated, she'll likely panic and try to free her young from the rubble. This will make her vulnerable and unaware of her surroundings. At this stage, I'll shoot this at her.
What is that?
A harpoon. Once I shoot it, the metal casing releases, opening up a net, trapping her inside. However, we only have one shot at this. If we miss, she'll free her young and attack us.
No pressure?
Seriously?
I have a very consistent aim. I'm confident I will make the shot.
Okay, so once she's trapped, then what?
We will exterminate her with this. It's a small but extremely powerful explosive. Once detonated, it will have a massive horizontal explosion, severing the head and cauterizing the Aetholi's toxic gland. We Noctanians created this specifically for the Aetholi, except the...
What?
The explosive launcher was compromised in my shipwreck to Earth. This means that once the Aetholi is trapped inside the web, one of us will have to swim up close behind her and place this explosive on its brainstem.
What?
Whoever does it will have approximately 30 seconds to clear the blast before it detonates. I do it myself, but I cannot swim fast enough to get to the Aetholi before the net expires.
Okay. Also, do you mind if I have a moment with my crew? We'll turn the translator back on in a moment.
Of course, Declan.
Big hole in the plan here, guys.
There is no way we can make a safe clearing from the bomb and get back to the sub in 30 seconds. There's
that
just no way.
Doesn't sound physically possible. If we need a safe distance from the bomb and someone to actually get back...
I'll do it.
What?
Declan, come on.
I'll do it.
Declan.
Declan, did you listen to what I just said? We need to find another way around this. If you put the bomb
right,
on...
Right, but
there's gotta be another way. Hang on. Azo, can you hear me? Guys, put your translators back on.
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. The detonator only has a 30-second countdown, right? Right, okay, so that's not a lot of time to get back to the sub before the explosion.
Correct.
Okay, meaning whoever places the bomb might not make it back in time. Right?
Unfortunately, that is also correct.
Okay, so there has to be another option.
Yeah.
None come to mind. This is what is required of the mission.
Also, you brought this thing to our planet! Don't you think it would be just right for you to place explosive, not us?
Yeah.
I cannot aim the harpoon, capture her in a net, and place the explosive. The timing won't work out.
No more debating this. I'm doing it, okay? Going into this dive, I knew I may never return home. We all did. This was a risky dive, you guys. But things went the way they did, and trusting Badger cost me everything. My marriage, my family, and almost all of our lives. But at least I can save the world by doing this. I just have one request.
Anything.
In the event I don't make it out of the explosion in time back to the sub, please just ascend right to shore and don't look back. I don't want you having this memory of me.
Declan.
It's going to be okay. I promise. Get some rest, guys. We got some ass to kick tomorrow.
Copy.
Come in. Holden, what's up?
I couldn't sleep. You mind if we talk? If that's cool.
No, yeah.
Look, man. I owe you a huge apology. I'm sorry for being such a dick to you.
No, hold on. It's okay.
I underestimated you. Your leadership. Your courage. You had all the odds against you and you survived. Just to sacrifice yourself for the crew and humanity. I mean, I don't think I could do that. And I couldn't have asked for a better captain.
Thanks, Holden.
Is that a picture of your daughter?
Yeah.
Cute. Lila, right?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's turning 5. Tomorrow.
Declan. I'm sorry.
I just keep telling myself I'm doing this for her, so she can have a better life.
You should call her.
I can't. Maria will find out I'm alive, and then she'll tell Badger, and God knows what he could do to keep you guys from getting back to shore. And
your daughter deserves a proper goodbye. I wish I got one from my father.
What happened to your dad, Holden?
I don't really speak of it, but my dad and Badger were close. They worked together for decades. They went on all sorts of dives, and they even went on multiple tours together in the Navy. When I was 7, my dad was captaining one of the deepest dives ever. And I was so proud. You know, my father was going to be in history. Then my mother got the phone call. His sub went missing. And it was never recovered. I can still hear her screams. My mom wasn't the same after that. She fell into depression and she died a few years later from a heart attack. And to this day, I know she died from a broken heart because she lost my dad. So I went on to live with Badger and he took me in. He raised me and he became a dad to me. I just don't tell people this because I don't want them thinking I get a free pass at my career.
Of course, yeah. Hold on, I had no idea.
My point is, I would have given anything in the world to hear my dad say goodbye to me. Anything. You should call her. Just in case.
Okay. Holden.
Yeah.
If anything happens to me tomorrow, look after Lila for me, please. Make sure she's okay.
I will. I promise.
Morning, Cap. Everything good?
Yeah, we're just arriving to the first checkpoint now. Also, I told Conrad to notify the FBI. They've been all over the case.
Good.
You did the right thing, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, let's go over the game plan again. Iris?
Holden and I will descend to the cave, plant our explosives inside, arm them, drop our weighted belts, and ascend back to the sub.
The cave goes boom, the mom gets pissed.
Bingo. Azo?
I will be stationed at the bow of the sub, waiting with my harpoon. We'll know the Mother Aethelai is near when we start to feel shakes.
Correct. Leah?
I'll be in the control room, at the helm. When I see the Mother Aethelai getting close to the cave, that's when I'll flash the sub's high beams, blinding her.
Copy. And that's when Azo, you...
drew my harpoon, trapping her in the web.
Correct. And I'll be waiting in the dive hatch for your cue. Descend down to her and plant the explosive on the Mother Aethelai. Alright, let's do this. Everyone in their places.
Copy.
Good luck, everyone.
Breaking this morning, an exclusive update on the Alexandria expedition. We have learned that the FBI have been investigating Wesley Badger and Maria Walters, the wife of Captain Declan Walters, for what they believe is a potential murder plot. An official statement was released early this
you.
Morning that an FBI...
Badger. What the fuck is going on? Are you deaf? I said, what the fuck is going on?
I'm not sure I'm following,
Declan
sir.
Declan is alive!
He left a voicemail for my daughter last night saying he knows everything.
Okay, too close.
I've given you one chance to explain yourself, and you better hope to God that it's good. I'll fucking kill you.
They're in here!
What?
Oh my God!
Show me your hands!
What is this?
Wesley Badger! Maria Walters, hands behind your back!
You've got the building surrounded!
Conrad, you fucking traitor!
You can't arrest me! Badger, do something!
Move it!
No, let go of me!
Let go of me, filthy pigs.
Suspect is in custody.
Okay, part one of this plan is complete.
God damn, those things pack a punch. It went down in 2 seconds.
Great. So now we just wait for the Mother Aethelai to arrive. Pass me my helmet, please.
Guys!
What's up?
Badger and Maria have been arrested.
Oh my god!
Okay, but we're not out of the woods yet. Let's stay focused.
Right. Hold on. Pass me the explosive, please.
Here.
Hello, I spot the Aethelai fast approaching.
Copy, Azo. Heading to position now. This is it, guys. Thank you. All of you. Remember what I said. Don't look back.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, Captain.
When you are, Azo.
Aaliyah, high beams, now. The Mother Aethelai has been captured. Declan, proceed.
Copy, Azo. On my way.
Emergency release has been activated. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. There she is. Okay. In position. Arming the explosive now. Start ascending the sub. Go!
Part of the plan. Listen to me. There's not much time left. Aaliyah was right. I must take your place. You're more of a captain to them than I ever was to my crew.
Your crew? What are you talking about?
I was the captain of the transport mission.
What?
And I failed. I don't have a way to return home, but you do. Take your chance. Hold this. It's a CO2 canister, and once I puncture it,
no!
The force will propel you back to safety.
I'm not taking this. Get back
no.
up.
No, no, listen to me.
Absolutely
take charge.
Not.
Take
also,
it. You
also,
have to return!
No!
Cascadia, directed by Antonio Cordero, starring Adam Murciano as Declan Walters, Rebecca Kwan as Aaliyah, Lee J. Poichuk as Holden, Samantha Liana Cole as Iris, guest starring Kevin Adamski as Azo, Aniko Kazaz as Maria Walters, Robert Stratford as Conrad, Jeff Cooper as Wesley Badger, with additional performances by Raj Paul, Diana Helen Kennedy, Marty Anderson, and Adam Blanford. Written and produced by Adam Murciano and Antonio Cordero. Story editing by Antonio Cordero. Mixed, mastered, and voice editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Andrew Conroy at Flash Recording, Vancouver, BC, and Carlin Nicholson at Pine Chip Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Music by Daniel Birch, Lee Rosevere, Kios, and Kai Engel. Special thanks, Amanda Arcuri and Sasha Bloor. For more on Cascadia, follow us on Instagram at 911 Podcasts. Stay subscribed for bonus episodes, and if you enjoyed this series, please consider leaving us a review. Cascadia is a 911 podcast production.